revealing all the mysteries, all the mysteries. So the Logos wasn't discovered, it was revealed. And that's the way everything is. Let's say you're dating a psychopath or a sociopath or a Jezebel. It has to reveal itself. The character in a person has to reveal itself. So the Logos revealed himself over the ages through all the different philosophies, philosophers, you know. The Greeks, they discovered the Logos, went back to logic and reason and the cosmic mind. The cosmic mind, M-I-N-D. The Jews, the Word of God, wisdom personified. Now think about that. Wisdom personified. Wisdom personified. Christ has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification. Philo, P-H-I-L-O, merged the Greek and the Jewish thought. The Essenes see it as the mystical structure, light, dark, dualism. John fulfilled the Logos in Jesus. So embodied Jesus, the Logos, Jesus is the embodiment of the Logos Word. The Logos is divine logic, reason. It appears across several cultures, right? In 500 BC, Heraclitus used the Logos as the cosmic principle or order. So here's what I found out. And I'm kind of 50 years in advance, hopefully. Maybe 100 years. So if you take the words and you break them into parts, L-O-G-O-S. So L-O is lo and behold. Just Google L-O and you'll see lo and behold. G is number 7. It's finished. Golgotha. O-S is operating system. Just put O-S in Google and you'll see operating system. Lo and behold, G, the operating system. So the operating system of this whole reality is the Logos. The Logos Word. Jesus. Jesus. The firstborn among many brethren. God the Father, God the Son came down here and appeared. So he's the archetype of all things. Jesus is the Logos, the divine reason, divine logic. So when you have the Holy Spirit, you can logically think right. But without the Holy Spirit, you can't think right. You just can't think right. Something wrong upstairs. You might have an atheist who can be a programmer, but he still misses the fact that it's the Logos. God made man upright and he sought out many inventions. There's a van right in front of me. It's Logan Heating and Air. L-O-G-A-N, log. So whether it's logo, L-O-G-O, log, L-O-G, you know, they used to throw a log out behind a boat to measure how fast they were going. Tie a rope to a log and measure how long it took for the rope to stretch. They could tell how fast they were going with a log. They could log their speed with a log, Logos, log. So the ultimate litmus test in life is the Logos. God is upright. God is logical. God is truth. God is grace. God is love. L-O-V. L-O. God is love. Lo and behold, V, the cutting into spirit. L-O-V-E. The spirit cutting in. So until you get born again, you don't really love souls. It's all about me, 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 self, self, self. Evil, 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 selfish. And the self don't even exist. That's another one that I have to talk about in detail. So the mystery of all mysteries is the Logos word. You got the Logos word, you got the Rhema word, right? And so you can't even function. Your mind can't even function without the Logos. This is my point. Divine logic. You can't even take a left or a right. And when he told Jonah, he said that, he said, Jonah, they don't know their left hand from their right. You care more about that juniper tree than you do 3 million souls. They don't know their left hand from their right, Jonah. You care more about the juniper tree dying than 3 million souls that would die without repenting. You care more about stuff and image and outward show, Jonah. 2025, Jonas. You care more about stuff and image instead of caring about souls. You care more about your house, your car, your job, your career, your little circuit, your little repeat circuit that you go in every day. You get up, you go to work, you go home. You just follow the same circuit every day. You care more about that than you do souls, Jonah, 2025, Jonah. The Jonas of 2025. The divine logic, the divine consciousness, the divine reason, the divine word. It appears across several cultures. The Logos was God's agent in creation. That was actually in 1st century BC AD. The Jewish philosopher Philo, the Hellenistic world, who merged Greek Logos ideas with Jewish theology, saying the Logos was God's agent in creation. They saw the Logos as a rational fire, the invisible order, the mind of the cosmos, but they didn't identify Logos as a person at that time. But we know Jesus is the Logos, the divine order, the divine archetype, the divine reason. And notice the word reason, re, which means again, a, it just means a, son. Reason is re-son. So every time you think and have logic and reason in your mind, it's only because of Jesus being preached in your thought life, and you don't even know it. Re-a-son. Reason. Just move the letter A and you say re-son. So every time you think, it's because of the Logos. You can't know your left hand from your right hand without the Logos, Jesus. And if you really cut off, if you do meditation for a while and you cut off, if you just took like 6 months and just cut off everybody, you might forget your name. There's a lot of stuff you need that interaction with other people to remember who you are and where you're at. If you get into serious meditation, you could actually forget who you are. You've got to have that interaction. You've got to have that face-to-face turning to remind you who you are. You could get into a state of mindset that you just forget that you're even on earth. That's how crazy it can get. You forget where you're at, who you are. That's why there's objects hitting you. The objects are against throw. OB is against. JECT is to throw against you. Jet. So you need objects to remind you who you are, where you're at, to grow and push you higher.